Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee voted to ban assisted suicide. They passed House Bill 328, which would provide that the consent of the victim is not a defense for someone who assists in a suicide and is later charged with homicide. When a person with a terminal illness reaches the end of their life, pain can be overwhelming. Terminal illness is a tragedy, and even more so when it drags on. On that, we all agree. The question before the legislature is, how should we deal with that? And there, the agreement ends. There are some who see death as a good thing. Death ends the pain. To some, when we confront the tragedy of terminal illness, death looks good. I don't count myself among them. Death is not good, death is not our friend, and death is not the answer. I serve a God who created life and who never willed that men would die. Many Montanans are already familiar with the famous poem by Dylan Thomas, "Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night." It's written to the poet's father as he reached the end of his life. Famous poetry can often be hard to understand, but not this one. The symbolism here is as simple as it is profound. Light is life, death is night, and the poet pleads with his dying father not to give up, not to give in, not to surrender to death. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day, rage, rage against the dying of the light. Assisted suicide is only the first step on a long and slippery slope. The journey begins with doctors assisting patients who want to end their life, and moves from there to euthanasia for the terminally ill, then to euthanasia for the chronically ill, then from euthanasia for physical illness to euthanasia for mental illness, and finally from voluntary euthanasia to involuntary euthanasia. This progression has been documented in the Netherlands. If we want to save our country from a world where someone decides that a person with mental illness should be killed, then we cannot start down the path of assisted suicide. It's important to remember that no law exists in a vacuum. No law is done and finished when it's passed. They all have consequences stretching far into the future, and we cannot forget that when we talk about assisted suicide. We learned that lesson with same-sex marriage. It seems like a simple thing to let two people of the same sex call themselves married, as long as they don't expect our church to do the wedding. But it doesn't stop there. Next, we have laws being passed to force Christians to participate in same-sex weddings, to jail those who refuse, and to sentence those who disagree to diversity training. We also saw the same thing with abortion. First, they legalize it, then they expect taxpayers to pay for it, then they force one person to pay for another person's abortion, no matter what their religion says. Assisted suicide exists along the same spectrum. It's tempting to believe that we're being insensitive to the needs of terminally ill patients, but no man is an island. We're bound together, and laws have future consequences. Today's assisted suicide becomes tomorrow's euthanasia for the mentally ill, and that becomes a future court ruling on who's too mentally ill to be allowed to live. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee voted to stop the chain before it started. They voted to pass House Bill 328 to make assisted suicide illegal, and for that, we're grateful. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.